From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the GW Eagles are back in action tonight as they play on the road at Amherst. The Eagles are trying to bounce back from a rough loss to Dinwiddie last week. Eagles head coach Nick Anderson discussed the keys to tonight's game.
Well, I think we just don't need to kill ourselves. I think last week was a lot of that. You know, I think we really hurt ourselves a lot. Yeah, just some fundamental things like looking the ball in, reading guards, some linebackers. Yeah, just doing the little things right. That's why we really want to see us do well tonight.
Pre-game coverage will begin tonight at 6:30 on WBTM. Two county rivals will square off tonight as Chatham will host Tunstall. The Cavaliers are 1-0 to start the season, while the Trojans are looking for their first win. It's a matchup of 1-0 teams in Ringgold tonight as Dan River will host Magna Vista in a big showdown. Both teams won their opening games by at least 35 points. Gretna will look to bounce back from a heartbreaking loss last week as they play on the road at Martinsville, and Halifax County is looking for their first win as they host Brookville. In college football action last night, GW alum Wesley Graves was the game's leading rusher with 58 yards as North Carolina A&T fell to UAB 35-6. Wake Forest stopped Elon 37-17 to start off their season with a win. NC State beat UConn 24-14, and number 14 Utah beat Florida 24-11. On Saturday at noon, number 12 UVA will take on Tennessee in Nashville, and Virginia Tech will host ODU at 8 on ACC Network. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.